right, welcome to episode 91 of A Gal and a Gay. This is our recap of the season 6 finale of The Walking Dead.
Yep, and we're going to talk all about what happened and, of course, Negan's big entrance.
This is not... We did talk about this in the other podcast about the possibility because the leak of how it ended.
Yes, how it ended.
I didn't think the leak was going to be correct.
I was hoping it wouldn't be correct, but it was.
Unfortunately. So anyway, if you've not seen the season 6 finale, turn back now.
Exactly. We're spoilers galore. So if you've not watched it yet, do not listen to this until you have. So.
Okay. So overall, what did you think of the episode? The episode ended up being 93 minutes long.
Most of it was commercials.
Right? It was like every five minutes.
Seriously, it was like every five. I was kind of underwhelmed by it all, honestly. I mean, there were certain parts where I thought it was very, you know, a little, it didn't really pick up, I thought, towards the end.
Right.
When everyone was captured and saviors are finally there and Negan shows up. So, you know, the last 15 minutes were great, but.
Right. Even the kind of cat and mouse throughout the episode was fine. It just, I mean, it was probably 90 minutes because of advertisers wanted.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
AMC wanted to make money off of it. But it's like, okay, guys, this could have been easily just 1 hour.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It felt a little bit like it was filled out for time.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily with the story, just to stretch it out a little bit. So, you know, I was a little disappointed. It just wasn't as...
Mm-hmm.
impactful as I was hoping. You know, this season's been pretty good so far. And, I don't know. I walked away just not really impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I mean, at first, even before it started, I mean, our nerves.
Our nerves, I know. So and, scared.
And like, then it started, and it was slow. Mm-hmm. And every time they ran into... a roadblock, I thought, this is it. And I just don't understand, and there are many things in this episode I didn't understand, but why didn't they just, Maggie, there is something wrong with her.
Yeah.
The first roadblock, get rid of those guys.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. you guys got rid of others before.
Exactly.
Like, why
not
get...
But you go that way, and it looks like they already knew they were heading to Hilltop, so each way was probably already blocked. You know what I mean? Right. So getting rid of that first group probably wouldn't have done much, considering there was that other big group at that last road block. I don't think it was all the same group. You know what I mean? Like, there was more of them, so...
But out of that first roadblock was maybe, I don't know who the character is, but Negan's... second in command or whatever, and he was there at the end.
How,
number one, there were many questions.
Uh-huh.
How did they know
they were going to Hilltop?
To Hilltop.
For one, yeah. How did they know that? I wonder.
And the fact that even toward the end, okay, so we have all these roadblocks. I mean, there was one roadblock where there was no one necessarily. Like, there wasn't a big group. It was the trees and stuff like that. And they had people there that started on fire, whatever. But then, at the end, they... didn't go down another path. Mm-hmm. They went off into the woods and they sent Eugene on his way.
Yeah.
How did they know where they were going to be in the woods to surround them?
Well, I mean, I guess they just figured they know they're going to Hilltop. So there's probably only a certain amount of ways, even through the woods, you can get there. So maybe that's what they knew. You know, maybe they're just waiting. Because they figured this is probably...
I don't know. I felt like there were some holes.
There's definitely some holes there, for sure. I mean, a lot of it. I mean, just how did they know that they are going to Hilltop in the first place?
Right.
I mean, unless they've been waiting there forever, knowing that eventually they're going to try and go to Hilltop. But...
And there were quite a few saviors.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few. A lot of saviors.
And it's like, okay, well, if you're all here, who all is back at whatever? I mean, I thought it was the main compound that they were at the Alexandrians attacked. I mean,
No, I guess not. So, the thing is, we just don't really know much about the saviors as we should. I guess we still don't know a whole lot. Like, where do they live and all that. And
yeah.
Obviously, the numbers, we didn't realize it had that many as well. And so did Rick's group. Didn't realize that either. So
another question, and this was a question that was brought up in TV Guide. They did an article.
Yeah, this is a good article.
This is a great article. Yeah. The five worst things about the awful Walking Dead season finale. Before we get to Negan, Jeffrey,
Dean Morgan's
performance, there are definitely some questions.
Oh, yeah.
And even about the cliffhanger, which is utter bullshit. Where were the zombies?
There were barely any zombies. Except for the zombie Red Rover, as they said that was really funny. And a few here or there, but I mean, there really weren't that many zombies. But
where the hell are the zombies in the woods? I mean, they can't do anything without. And what about that herd? There was that big herd.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Where the hell are the zombies?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would think that if Negan's group is in the woods waiting, they've already cleared out all the zombies by then. So that doesn't really bother me. I mean, I guess a group like Negan's group has probably killed all the zombies in a mile radius. Yeah. So.
Ah, but still.
Still. Yeah, but I mean, the focus now is not so much the zombies, it's the bad people who are in this world, too. So that I get, like...
Well, and a lot of people, and we were watching it with a friend of ours last night, it's like, well, you know, the Alexandrians could be considered the bad people,
yes.
too. I'm not going along with that thinking, because I've read it in other articles as well.
Yeah.
The way Negan's group approaches this, I mean, they are bad.
They're bad. They're like, brutal. Yes.
They don't take into consideration.
They kill to intimidate, and they take all these people's stuff.
Right.
You know, they make these people afraid for their lives, and that way they get to work. So, but Rick's group, well, sure, Rick can be brutal sometimes, and he has to be. They're still more accepting of people. Like, if someone needs help, they're gonna let him in and stuff. So yeah, definitely. Kangaroo is the Alexandrians a little brutal sometimes, yes, but definitely the saviors are far more bad in my
absolutely.
Eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I guess we can talk about Carol a little bit.
Yeah.
This
article's kind of spot on just how I've been feeling about Carol's story. I don't know.
Okay. So I was just glad that Carol wasn't in the midst of
me too
of that. So she's off. I mean, she did get shot a couple times, and Morgan was the one to do it.
Yeah.
And we talked last night after when we were watching The Talking Dead. I felt from the beginning when Carol and Morgan met, I was like,
probably
hooked
up. Yeah.
Or even like they're pushing this relationship. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
And of course that's, you know, kind of what came into play last night when Morgan saved her and said she's not going to die. You're not, you know.
Yeah.
And we have these armored people that came to the rescue too.
Yes.
And from the comic books, I think we all kind of have an idea of
who they are and where.
And they're definitely going to help the Alexandrians.
Yeah. With their fight against Negan. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that I was kind of pleased with that going in that direction instead of everybody being kidnapped by the saviors,
right.
Which is another thing that's ridiculous. But in this article, they talk about just what they've done with Carol's character in the past, especially this past B season, just of her being like not afraid to kill, but not wanting to kill. And she's just getting a little, I don't know. I don't really like it. Like she was I understand that they're trying to make her traumatized at all this, but I still don't like that she's gone from one extreme of being a badass to, you know.
Well, I'm okay with it up until this point, I think.
Yes.
Because, I mean, look at what happened with Sophia.
Yes.
And how Carol's transformation is made sense.
Yes.
But I think you do kind of get to a point
where
you're like, okay, well, I was focusing on surviving so much just to get my mind off of how bad things had been and what happened to me that you're going to revert.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And
maybe they just did it too quickly. Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
It just felt like it was just on a dime. She kind of turned that way, not a gradual.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I think they think it might have been gradual. Mm-hmm. But when I think gradual, I think it happens over the course of a season, two seasons.
Exactly.
This was in the course of 3 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what it was. It just felt a little too quick. Maybe. So. And I love Carol. I'm glad she's still around for now. So.
Right. But she is the badass of the show.
She is the badass of the show.
Because you would never suspect her being as deadly and as lethal. And where she started from season one.
Exactly.
And where she is
now. I know. And they've done so much with her character, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Even when the guy's shooting her, she's still kind of a badass because she's like, you know, just dealing with it.
She's ready.
She's just ready to just do it, you know. So even that was kind of badass in my eyes. So.
Right.
Anyway,
I'm glad she's safe.
Me too.
Because like you said, if we'd had all of the people there, it would have, it would have been bad storytelling.
Yeah.
And you needed a separate subplot off of the main plot of that
episode.
Did.
Yeah, you did. So, it'll be interesting. I'm glad I liked that storyline, but you know. Mm-hmm. Why did everybody have to go with Maggie to Hilltop? Why?
Right. I didn't understand that either.
I don't understand that. Because you're expecting some sort of retaliation from the Saviors any moment. So,
well, and also what I understand, why the hell did Glenn and Michonne have to go after Daryl?
They didn't.
They didn't.
I know,
and Rosita.
Yeah.
Let Daryl go.
Yeah, I know.
Daryl can survive on his own.
They know Daryl, you know?
Right.
They know that he is almost impossible to convince. Like, he's very stubborn. He's going to do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going out there and just putting yourself in unnecessary risk. So, and they got captured, so whatever.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get in, because there's a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
Let's get into Negan's introduction. So, if you missed it, or if you want to hear it again, here's the first... couple minutes, we'll let you listen to Negan's introduction.
Pinch in our pants yet? Boy, do I have a feeling we're getting close. Yeah. Got the pee pee pants shit of here, real soon. Which one of you pricks is the leader? Is this one? This guy? I sent my people to kill your people for killing my people. You killed more of my people. Not cool.
So I will have to say I had a lot of issues with this episode.
But Negan was not one of them, actually. No, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is perfect as Negan, and he knocked it out of the park with Lucille.
Pun intended.
I've been a big fan of Jeffrey Dean Morgan since Supernatural.
Played
John Winchester for those of you who are in the fandom. You know that. But he was a great Negan. I really don't think there's anybody else who could have done a better job. So I think it was perfect casting, and he really, really sold it. You know, like, very excited for him to come on screen.
The only thing I wished, and this actually might make the character stronger, is because in the comics he swears so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fucks and whatever. And sometimes that can come across as someone who is very ignorant or not as intelligent.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But with them taking that out, and they have to take it out because this is TV.
Obviously.
I mean, they could, but you can, I don't think you can believe.
They got some shits in there, though, so.
They did, yeah. You know. But it makes him even scarier.
Oh, yeah, because he's obviously very smart.
And very in control.
Yes, in control, exactly. So. You know, and I really liked that whole scene when he comes out and he's talking to everybody and everybody's just so shocked. And even Rick is like, I think everybody did a really great job in that scene, just seeing the nervousness and the, you know, just, oh my gosh, what's happened. So
I thought what was interesting when we were watching The Talking Dead last night was how they were talking about their, I mean, they all were filming. Like, they were, all the actors were there for 15 hours.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, when he was filming his stuff, because it's a lot of point of view stuff from the characters, he wasn't talking to, you know, tennis balls.
Yeah, or stand-ins or anything like that. Yeah.
When you don't see their faces. I thought that was kind of impressive.
I agree, yeah. So, yeah. So that was, I mean, that whole scene was great. And I'm excited to see what comes in season 7 with Negan, honestly.
Okay, so we, again, we kind of talked who we thought was going to
I have
be
no
the
idea.
Obviously, we don't know. Apparently, the cast doesn't know. Don't I don't.
I don't buy I don't, that.
I think again. I don't know how they think that this was acceptable.
Yeah,
is to end on a cliffhanger like this.
Yeah,
I would say, why didn't they do that before the last commercial break? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then come back. Because now it's like, especially with Game of Thrones, you're pissing the fans off.
I know.
And granted, it's not all about the fans. It's about storytelling and stuff like that. But in this day and age, you're not going to be able to keep this
a secret.
You're
not going to keep this a secret. You're just not. I know. I don't know. So, you know, and I was trying to think about just as he was doing the eeny, miny, moe, like who we saw and who we didn't. And if that would give us away at anything. No, it doesn't. It
not
doesn't.
At all.
So I think you can analyze that till the end of time. You're not going to figure it out. Because they, according to the producers, they don't know who's dead yet. But
they absolutely
They know who's
do.
Coming. They know who it's going to be. So, I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't like this having to wait 6 months to find out who it is. I think
Well, we're not going to have to wait 6 months.
No, that's true.
We're not. And not even from leaks on the set. They're going to know who's filming scenes and who's not.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, this next cast, the cast member that's going, they're not going to be back for that episode. I mean, they're going to have some dummy because they're going to be beaten to death.
They're going to have to really keep it under wraps if they don't want that getting out. Like, they're going to have to go extra strength security.
They're not going to be able to. They're not because some of these actors are going to have other jobs.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. So, you know, and the producers tried to explain it or justify it as, you know, this is the end of this story. And then the death and what happens with the Alexandrians and Negan's group is the story for season 7, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. But right. I still don't. I get their reasoning behind it. I didn't like it still. So,
yeah,
you know, it's such a letdown.
Right. And the thing is, I've been thinking about, okay, so we didn't see who he killed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the reason why is because it is Glenn. Because everyone's expecting.
That's true.
And if it was Glenn, it might have been not a letdown, but, you know.
But another, like, why did we do this fake out death the
right,
first half
especially
season?
Especially with Glenn.
If he's going to die at the end of season 6, which makes sense. And then, but I don't feel like it's. I don't know, because so many people are pretty much, most people are aware what happens in the comics, who dies in the comics. If you are a big fan of the show, you probably have read about that. And so I just feel like keeping it the same is a little bit, I don't know, a little, if they really want to shake it up, they'd kill somebody else.
Just well, and they did keep it pretty faithful up until this point with what happened in the comics with Glenn kind of getting out of line, Maggie, you know. So, I mean, maybe they're like, okay, well, this is the time we are going to keep it the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they have said it is somebody who is a fan favorite. So that pretty much eliminates a few people.
Rosita,
Aaron. I mean, those are fan. I mean, people like them, but they're not like.
They're not the big favorites like Michonne, Rick, Carl,
Maggie. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we know it's
Eugene.
It's not going to be Rick and it's not going to be Carl.
Yeah.
But it could be Daryl. Glenn, Maggie, or Michonne. I think it's those. It's probably those four.
Too.
I don't think Daryl would go out like that. We didn't see Daryl in the fucking final episode.
I know. Not until.
We didn't see any of those actors.
Not until they were lined up. Exactly.
Right. And he was already shot.
Yeah.
You're not going to have Daryl go out like
true.
That. Glenn, Okay.
Glenn, I could see it still being Glenn. I agree.
Or, I mean, it could, I don't think it's Michonne.
I don't think it's Michonne either.
I think it's between Maggie, Glenn, and Daryl.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still don't think it's Daryl. So it's Maggie or Glenn. Maybe it's Maggie.
Maybe remember, it's Maggie. Remember,
he did mention that she wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
And would he kill him? Maybe he would.
Well, I think he would.
There was the scene with Glenn, so maybe he's like, well, that's going to keep... Because Maggie didn't really react too much.
Yeah.
But Glenn...
Yeah, Glenn did.
Went toward... Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, he knows that she's important to him,
yeah.
And he probably knows... I mean, he knew a little bit about Rick, that
yeah.
Maggie is the... maybe leader or whatever.
Yeah.
She's not looking good. Oh, well, I just put her out of her misery.
Figured out that Carl was Rick's son. And
right.
Yeah, so.
So maybe it is Maggie.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I've changed it from Rick to Maggie.
Yeah. So I don't know. It might be Maggie or Glenn. Yeah.
Because, I mean, Maggie has more of a connection with everyone in Alexandria than... Even Daryl,
I know.
Glenn, maybe.
It's true.
But remember, she, with,
she shadowed Deanna. You know.
The girl.
Enid, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, and Maggie's kind of been like the second lieutenant to Rick for a while, and she's been kind of taking care of the ins and outs of the Alexandria community since Deanne died.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would be impactful, and the fact that she's pregnant. Would just be
absolutely
just saying,
which so means, he's killing two for the price of one,
yeah.
Basically.
So, I don't know. I mean, if just saying,
like, and here's another thing, he knows that Maggie was the one they were trying to rescue, they were taking her someplace because something's not right with her, so they knew that she's important, that they were gonna go to the this extreme to get to Hilltop,
yeah. Same. That's my argument. So, it's a good one.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I guess we'll
find
out
when those photos leak.
I know. I mean, and here's another thing: they cut Lauren Conrad's hair before.
Yeah.
So you can't say.
Yeah.
That, oh, she cut her hair. It is Maggie. Well, they did it in the show.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of a red herring.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, there's. I'm sure there's. Thoughts behind that, so who knows? I don't know. Yeah, so overall, I liked season 6 a lot. It had some really great moments. This finale was less than desirable, but there were some good moments. Like I said, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was amazing, and that whole scene's great. The nice little bro hug between Abraham and Eugene.
Okay, let's talk about Eugene.
Yeah.
I think Eugene shouldn't have been part of the lineup. We should not have known what happened to Eugene, or they killed him.
Yeah.
Because he had his moment.
I know.
And then it was just like...
And then, oh, he's captured all of a sudden.
He's captured
yeah,
all
I know.
Of a sudden.
Like, he had this moment to be the hero.
Hero, and he wasn't.
Do something for once.
I mean,
yeah.
Here's what they could have done is, okay, have him go, we don't see what happens to Eugene. And then the premiere picks up whatever just happened, and Eugene comes in. Sets the RV on fire, and then they
I
take. I mean,
it could have that would have been cool, but I don't know. Maybe they're just not ready to make Eugene a full on like.
Yeah, but don't have that moment.
Like, I know, but yeah, it is a little like, oh, good for you, Eugene. But then immediately he gets captured. Yeah, that kind of dampens it. But you know, I don't know. I feel like I don't know what they're gonna do with Eugene, especially if they're all captured. So
well, and he gave Rick the. Recipe for bullets.
For bullets, I know.
I thought that was great.
I know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Scott Gimple said the show's not going to get as dark as we think it is just because of this entrance of Negan, but how do you not...
How does it not get dark? Because someone's going to die, and then I'm assuming they're going to let the rest of them go. They're going to go back to Alexandria. You know, and it's going to be hard, but... But I'm assuming that this is what's going to start the whole full-on war with Negan's group. They're going to join up with the kingdom, and I don't really know what happens beyond this point in the comics. I'll have to read up on that, but I'm assuming that's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a big old fight at some point.
Well, oh yeah, I mean,
yeah,
Rick will never let this go.
Oh yeah, no,
never, ever, ever.
Mm-mm.
So, but I don't know. I just wish it would have been a little better and not as long.
I know. I agree. completely.
Because they could have, if they needed a 30, I mean,
yeah,
then there, we should have seen the aftermath.
We should have seen the aftermath. I agree. It was a lot of...
Because it's hard to do cliffhangers like this.
In I know,
like
it really
Again,
is.
Game of Thrones, look, Jon Snow is...
I know.
Whether Jon Snow is Jon Snow, he is... Kit Harington is still on
back.
The show.
He's back, yeah. So, I don't know.
Anyway. Guys, I mean, we would love for you to join in on the conversation. Tell us what you think. We'll obviously be following...
We will.
This.
Any and all news and spoilers, so...
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, yeah.
You can always follow us on Twitter at @AGallonAGay.
We're also on Facebook at @AGallonAGay or email us at @AGallonAGay@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. So, yeah. So, just look for a lot of Walking Dead talk over the next 6 months. Right. We will.
Well, and we know that season 7 begins filming soon.
Yeah. What? The summer? August? Yeah.
Oh, I think it's even earlier.
Maybe
than
it's
that.
July.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's soon. Yeah. It's coming up. Because, yeah, I know. It, like, half the season's going to be filmed by the time the season premiere comes around.
Right.
So, I just...
Yeah, me either.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, well. At least we're not producers on that show.
That's
or
true.
Writers.
That's true.
Because the fans would be after us That's with true. Pitchforks. Or baseball bats wrapped in barbed wire. Excellent. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay, until next time. Bye.